Welcome to the Doghouse. MotoGP wrapped up this weekend, but we have something more important to talk about today. We're going to talk. This is a public service announcement. We're going to talk about animal cruelty to start the show off tonight.
Okay. Ooh.
That's right. Animal
cruelty. That's new.
Yes. It's a new thing.
New segment.
I'm hoping we're not going to have to repeat it.
But time out. Is this a new thing? Like, we're going to start being cruel to animals? Because I am not on board with that.
No. We are not going to begin being cruel to animals.
You're only... He's only good with cruelty to humans.
That's exactly right. That is it. You nailed it, Warren. I only believe in cruelty to humans. Okay.
And even that,
it's only in certain circumstances. So I want you guys to imagine this, right? You can close your eyes, keep your eyes open. This is for the listeners as well. I'm trying to think about this now. I want you to think about an old plow horse. If you don't know what a plow horse, you know what a plow horse is, Phil? Yeah. Okay. Warren, I know he knows how to plow horses. They're in this family. But
I don't know about that. I've seen some of Phil's relations.
All right. Well, so plow horses, right? So not everybody had oxen dragging their plows. Yeah, a lot of times they had
horses. I saw the outlaw Josie Wales.
Yeah. That's right. Exactly. And the thing you would see in a plow horse, and you'd recognize a plow horse would, because of the harness they put on everything, like their backs would start to sag as they got older, and they'd keep pulling that damn plow, and their back would basically make look like a U in the back, right? And, you know, they stopped doing that, right? Because, you know, all the animal cruelty and animal rights people and everything like that started saying, you know, it was really, really cruel, you know, to do that. They're not built for it. They're not like oxen and things like that, right? So why do I bring this up?
I don't know.
I bring this up because I do believe that that plow horse I was describing's name was Pecco. I do believe this is qualified as cruelty to animals. I am convinced that we have two choices. He either retires, okay, or we consider death with dignity, okay? And most of us know what death with dignity means, right? That's my hero, Jack Kevorkian. He just never seems to get the right target. Is he even alive anymore, or did he die with dignity?
I don't think he died with dignity. Sure, I think he just went out old age.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't think Pecco's not going in. He's got another season under contract, so
That's my point. That's the cruelty. That's the cruelty. Okay. The plow horse is really his wife, but the fact of the matter is, he's the one who's getting the cruelty. Okay. And I mean, if you wanted to go out of your MotoGP career in a bad way, they're going to be saying in the future, you don't want to do a Bagnaia. That's what they're going to say. Okay.
Because so many people they can choose in that conversation.
Though. Yeah. He may not be the worst.
He's just the most current.
That's exactly right. He's the most current, right? And you always care about.
Listen,
right?
I got a news flash for you, right?
Yeah.
There are others coming. I look at this list and I'm like, yeah, there are others coming. There's going to be an Alex Marquez coming. There's going to be an Oliveira, a Zarco. All these guys who were
Oliveira
be the next big thing. And they're like, man. Nah. It's like when we do the doghouse. You and I are
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about people that we have picked because we're horrible at this.
No, I don't mean us. Okay.
Yeah. Well, anybody who said, you know, who's going to be the next big thing. Pecco Bagnaia is proven world champion. Okay.
He's proven.
I'm talking. Yeah, exactly. Two times. I'm talking about the fact that if there was a black cloud, Miss Bagnaia.
He is under it.
Yeah, Miss Bagnaia. If there's a black cloud, yeah. I mean,
okay, wait a second.
Yeah.
A company beating a dead horse versus an evil woman screwing up somebody's career. Completely different animals.
Is his wife's name Eeyore?
The cruelty is the same.
Is his wife a redhead?
I don't know that. That's a good question.
Right. That's number
That's
one
a good
question.
Her name may be.
If she's a redhead, obviously he ain't got a chance at winning.
Phil, I can tell you from personal experience that brunettes want you dead as well.
Yes, okay? But redheads are way more effective at it. Okay.
I don't know. I don't need any more effectiveness than I've had. It was like, you know, seriously. It's like, wow.
And he didn't even try this weekend. He didn't get a chance to try.
He went through two corners before he was taken out.
Yeah, he's taken out. So you can't. It's not his fault.
I'm talking about a black cloud. It's not my fault when a black cloud goes on my head and I get hit by lightning. That's not my fault, right?
Well, okay. In your case, his
problem. His problem is that black cloud's been following him around most of the season.
Yeah, his nickname should be Eeyore.
No, I don't think he should be Eeyore.
You know, I think his haircut is a bigger problem than the girlfriend.
I don't know. I kind of think
went out in the 80s. So did his riding talent.
No, he won a championship just 2 years ago.
But he won a COVID injury riddled championship.
No, he's post-COVID.
Yeah. It's still a championship.
It was post-COVID. It's not. His second one was post-COVID.
The COVID championships in every sport should get a little asterisk.
Well, you're making the argument that he didn't deserve any championships. Okay, that's fine.
I'm just saying, you can only race the people who are there when nobody's there.
When riders come into the pits.
I'm going to bring up a name from the past on the doghouse, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Bob Steele.
That's not a doghouse name. All-time listeners
will say, Bob Steele. Who the hell is Bob Steele?
Exactly.
Bob Steele was a friend of the show's. I use that in quotes because he just was a backstabbing twit. But Bob Steele.
I hope you're not listening to the show.
Would come and talk about winning his local. He had a radio show on a country station in like Maryland, Connecticut area. And he would come and talk about how he dominated his class and his racing and all this kind of stuff. And I was like, man, this guy must be fast. And I wired up and watched him one time, and I needed a sundial to count the laps.
Not a calendar.
Close.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the F? And I mean, like, you could have counted his laps by where the stars were at night, because he'd do like one a day. But there was nobody else in his class. There was like, every now and then they get a second car. So he just outpoints them because he could finish 2.5 hours behind everybody else and still get.
How does this relate to Bagnaia? You're missing me.
Bagnaia, yeah. No, I'm not. What I'm saying is Bagnaia's championships are like Jason Anderson's, are like Bob Steele's. Jason Anderson's slowest supercross champ ever. Bob Steele's slowest anything ever. Bagnaia, not a legit championship when you have. I mean, it's the legit championship, right? But I'm just saying, you can't be like, he raced the best in the world.
He raced the best in the world that was there.
Right. That's why I stopped watching NASCAR. I don't believe NASCAR is the 50 best stock car races in the world. I think they're the 50 best stock car racers that had the sponsorships to get in
so
the race.
What about Jorge Martin? Does Jorge Martin deserve his championship?
He raced against competition.
Well, Bagnaia raced against competition the year before, including Jorge Martin. Yeah, including Jorge Martin.
Yeah, and Marquez on a Honda. No, he was out that season.
He was out that season.
He was out that season, that's right.
Yeah. The first one, Marquez was out.
You guys are saying these things, it's like, nah. You know, you expect Bagnaia to be this world beater. I don't.
I expect him to finish a race.
I don't think anybody expected him to be a world beater. Absolutely not. I didn't think that about Bagnaia at all. I think the problem with Bagnaia is that he knew that he knew that his glory days were over with the minute they signed Marquez. He knew it.
He knew, right. He knew all the extra support and help he was getting was gone. You're right.
It doesn't matter. All the help and support he can get was not going to make a difference this season.
But he didn't get it either. Right?
I think he got a lot of support.
Whether he finishes that race or not.
I think he got a lot of support. I think the problem was this season, I think he was crushed. I absolutely don't believe it was last
winter, over the wintertime, Ducati's like, we got Mark Marquez, let's build the bike for him. Who cares what it does to Pecco?
Doesn't matter. They gave Pecco.
It does. It matters.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
He had the same bike.
They gave him the 2024 bike.
Do you and I ride the same No.
He had the same setup from the previous years.
No, it doesn't. No, he didn't. Because
yes, he did.
Totally different.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He got the 2024 bike, but not until the 14th race of the season. It. Yeah, not till the 14th race of the season. That's what pissed everybody off. But that was the race that he won, and he said, next race I could be 20th place. Why would you think that way? Why would think if you were faster than everybody else? Why would you think that you could be 20th the next week? They gave him his exact 2024 setup. They gave him his exact 2024 setup. He was faster than anybody else on the track. Why would you think you could be 20th the next week? I'm telling you.
Because of the season he's had.
He was crushed.
Yes, the season he's had has been terrible.
It has been a terrible
season. It's not the bike's fault.
Once you learn how to go slow, going fast against hard.
It's not the bike.
I'm not saying it's the bike. I'm saying it's the team. He might have lost the edge. He might be top gunning it. He might be handing in the wings. Yeah, I lost the edge, sir. Maybe. I don't know. But I'll tell you this. He ain't getting the support he got in his two championship years, and he didn't get it last year when Martin beat him. I don't know what's going on.
If they give you the exact bike you want.
That doesn't matter, Ken.
Hold on. It does matter. If they give you the exact bike you want, and you don't, and you know, this is what you said you wanted to have, right? They have all the setups of all the tracks they ran on from last year. They download that into the computer on the bike. Last year.
No, but is it last year, this year? No.
What difference does that make? They have the setups from the 2024 bike.
It's another year of wear and tear on the track. It's another year. It's the exact same bike, which means it's another year of wear and tear on the track.
Don't you think the setup that won last year is going to be a great starting point?
No.
Really?
It never proved to be in the past.
Regardless of what happened with Bagnaia this year, I thought the MotoGP season, Marquez dominated it, but there were five different winners, three different bikes won races. The racing overall was somewhat enjoyable.
But if you look back on this season, what are you going to see out of this season? And one thing you're going to see is as long as Marquez was on the track, there wasn't really any competition, except maybe his brother, and even that was not the same, right?
Well, Alex,
if you look at Bezzecchi, he won three races. Beating his brother?
Yes. Well, no, he beat Marquez in one race.
Yeah, in one.
In one. And then he beat his brother in two.
Yeah.
He beat Alex in, two of them.
Bezzecchi, everybody's making a big deal about Bezzecchi and everything, what he did. Well, everything that Bezzecchi did towards the end of the season, not towards the second part, it was the very end of the season.
The very end, he crashed at the starting grid.
Yeah, but Bezzecchi, what I'm saying is that, the minute that Marquez went out and was not going to come back, everybody on the grid said, oh, I got a shot. I'm sure everybody on the grid
except
said.
Except Bagnaia.
Yeah, except Bagnaia. I would agree with that, except Bagnaia.
But I think, as overall, I thought the season was bad. It was hard to watch.
I don't think it was a great season. I don't think it was a great season. I will say that
it was okay.
I thought what I usually generally think is that Moto2 is again by far the more enjoyable racing to watch.
I don't even think they should have a championship this year in Moto2.
Really?
F Gonzalez, F Morea.
Morera, he's gone. He won't be part of it. He's gone. He's going to be riding on a Honda. So, in other words, he's going to learn to fly.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, though, man, they should be like, yeah, no, you don't get a championship. Go away. No one wins.
I think Morera earned it. I think he absolutely did earn it. He came from 61 points back. He was 61 points back at the midpoint of the season.
Clinching weekend, he throws in a 10th.
Doesn't matter. Even if Gonzalez won, he only needed a 14th. So it doesn't matter.
And we've seen guys do that stuff all the time. They know they had to fit 14th, 10th, whatever. Why would you push?
There is a difference between I don't need to push versus I'm not good enough to push. And I think what we saw this weekend is he wasn't good enough.
No, I disagree with you. He has a ride. He doesn't want to get injured because he's got a ride in MotoGP.
That was the only way he was going to lose. That was the only way he was going to lose until Gonzalez went out. The only way he could lose was if he wrecked.
So why would you push? He raced not to wreck.
Yeah. Now, there are racers who won't do that.
He was smart enough to do that.
Marquez can't. He wants to win everything all the time. It doesn't matter, right?
No, the last two seasons, he's raced to win. He hasn't raced to, I mean.
He's always
been like that. Yeah, but he's also kind of matured a little bit.
Well, you mean when he's recovering from his injuries? When he was in his when he was in his prime, we can all remember him running across the track to grab his backup bike and get back on it running. He's a guy, he doesn't care. He puts it out. The problem was he has to race on the edge all the time. And when the Honda got to the point that nobody could figure out where the edge, you know, when you were beyond
there,
the edge,
there was no edge.
All you had was wrecks, right? That's all you had was wrecks. So, I mean, I don't think that's common, right? I'm sure his team told him, Phil, before this race, look, you need to get 14th, right? Even if Gonzalez wins, you need 14th, okay? Get yourself sort of mid-pack. Try to get yourself in a comfortable,
that's
not
the most
risky
dangerous
position.
Place in a Moto 2 race.
It is taking it easy, riding slowly is. I agree with that because that's usually where people wreck.
But
if you have a good buffer in front of you and behind you, where you're not pushing on the turns, I think that's manageable. A lot of racers do that in the front when they get way out ahead, right? They manage their lead. So I don't think he did anything wrong. I'm sure he did what he was instructed to do by the team. But I mean, coming back from 61 points down is an accomplishment no matter what.
You don't see that very often.
Did he come back or did Gonzalez go back to him?
It's always some mix, no matter what. Yeah, but it's still, I think they said that was the biggest ever in Moto 2 comeback points wise. So,
there were five different winners in Moto 2. So,
was there only five different winners? I thought there was more.
You thought there'd be more, but there was only five.
I thought there was
Gonzalez, Baltus, Canet, Moreira, and Guevara. Izan Guevara, he won Valencia.
Yeah, I know. We watched it surprisingly just yesterday.
But that's only five. I would have thought there had been more, but
I thought there was more than that. I thought it was like seven or something like that, and it was a record, the most number of different winners this season. But anyways, did either of you guys watch the MotoGP awards?
No, I don't watch
that. Nuh-uh.
I actually watched it, and it was like it was kind of painful to watch, to be honest.
Well, tell us about it.
Well,
so,
I mean,
Warren, you gotta learn to count.
Yeah, it's
I'm
not,
looking
it's,
at the winners. It's Gonzalez,
no,
Baltus, Canet.
No,
Herrera.
Gonzalez, Baltus didn't win any. Canet, Dixon, Agato, Biede, Alonso, Agius, Guevara, Onkyo, right? Roberts, right? Joey Roberts. Like you were saying that, you listed him, and I was like, I know Joey Roberts won one.
Yeah, he won.
I remember Vietti winning one. And what happened to Hidalgo? I don't know what list you're looking at. It's wrong.
I'm looking at an AI generated list. It's screwed up.
Here, take your AI and shove it. Right? You look at that.
Well, how many did you get,
time,
Phil? How many did you get? Phil, how many did you get?
I don't know. I can't count that high without taking my shoes off.
I thought the number was seven, that there were seven different winners.
No, it's more than that. It's one,
more
two,
than that?
Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten,
11.
It's 11.
11 different winners in one season. That's amazing. You can't really complain about that when you have 11 different winners.
Other than the fact that at the end, they all just didn't want to win.
Well, that happens. You know, that happens sometimes. Nothing you can do. I mean, obviously, Moreira did want to win, right?
Gonzalez's
championship was done the prior weekend, right? So it didn't really matter. There was little to no hope that in number one he was going to win. Didn't qualify well. Wasn't particularly fast all weekend long. And the fact that he needed to win and hope that Moreira didn't. You know, finishing the points, basically. So it could happen, But, you know, anyway, so I mean, Gonzalez is to me, it's like Gonzalez's season was bad, but Bad Naya still gets the bad season award. So yeah. About the awards ceremony last night. Okay.
Did they give a toilet bowl?
Pretty much. Pretty. For that? What?
Did they give a toilet bowl lit out for that?
They gave out lots of different awards and things like that. And they actually, the award they give out for like winning the MotoGP championship is kind of cool. I want one, even if it's, you know,
acquired.
Fake. Yeah. Fake. I don't care.
Oh, I thought you meant acquired.
But anyway, the only award that was, I thought was interesting was they have this award for the best overtake of the season.
Hmm.
That's and that was the one I think that almost everybody in the audience disagreed with. And it was one of those things where, you know, well, first of all, you know, Mark Marquez won most of the awards for the night.
Yeah.
Right. But that one they gave to Mark Marquez, and I didn't think his overtake was even close to as good as some of the other overtakes that they showed. So that was, to me, that was a little controversial, and that I don't agree with it. So by definition, that makes it controversial. And then most of the other stuff in there was like constructor team awards and things like that. And of course, Ducati pretty much wiped the floor with everybody else on that. They won team. Well, you know, obviously Lenovo won the team award, and you know, Ducati won the constructors award. And then all the rest of them are just the finishing places. And I will say something that I got out of watching that awards. I think I'm going to watch Moto 3 next year. I think I will watch Moto 3 next year. I've never been able to really watch because I always felt like, you know, you don't need to watch the race. Just watch the last three laps. Sometimes the last lap. But I think I'm going to watch it because some of the things they showed in there, I said, oh, that's kind of cool. I think maybe I'm going to watch.
Moto 3 is entertaining.
Yeah, right. But when I've watched it, I haven't been entertained because there's such a pack the whole time, right? You know, it's follow the leader.
That's what I like, right? Like,
yeah, but I've never liked follow the leader racing, right? And then everything happens at the very, very end. But you know, now there's a lot apparently that was going on that I didn't catch. So I think I'm going to watch.
I like Moto. I've always liked Moto 3 racing. I'll be honest, mm-hmm. I did not watch a lot of it this year, and that's on me. I just with everything going on in my life, I didn't have time. But I like it, like. Like, you'll be watching a race, and there'll be, like, six people going into a turn, and the lead will change three times in the turn.
I know. Yeah.
And that's, I know. To me, that's racing. This getting out and leading by 16 seconds.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. That to me, is right? That's the opposite. That's the opposite. I agree. You know, the 3 and 4 second and above leads aren't, you know, you just sort of
watch. I like when – MotoGP
when you have to watch what's going on in 8th, 9th, and 10th place, then that tells you something's not very interesting, right?
Yeah, and like right, and that to me, that's kind of that hurts the sport, right? Like I'm not a big fan of.
Well, yeah, but you're gonna have that. I mean,
Moto 3 race, and you're gonna have. There were times last year we talked a couple of the Moto 3 races where they had 9 guys finishing a second of each other.
Yeah, I know.
That's like, I know. Phenomenal.
They had that this year.
Probably 3 times.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think I might watch that, give it another shot. I tried some years back, but anyway.
You just have to watch it with the mentality that you can't pick the winner.
Well, this season, the guy that won, and now it's escaping me, you know, who he was. Apparently, it was one of the most dominant Moto 3 racers that they've had in a lot of years.
Then I'm kind of.
They usually don't win that many races, apparently. No, I didn't realize that. You'll
get a couple wins, and it's like, oh.
Exactly, because you'll have so many, because you have so many other winners.
10 wins. Holy crap.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
I think that was the record for the most single season wins.
I'm sure of it.
Yeah. This guy was pretty dominant. And I said, like, damn.
You know, but like, I don't like that about it. I'd much rather watch them go down there and be 22 races and like 20.
But what are you going to do about it? But what are you going to do about it? Right. I mean, what are you going to do if someone's dominating? No, somebody dominates,
they dominate.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah.
Right.
Did that guy get a move up this to Moto 2 for the next season?
I believe so.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I believe he did. And what was I going to say? I don't know. it was probably a wonderful thing that just slipped my mind. But anyway, yeah. So it was like, I don't even know this guy. They gave his guy's name. And I said, I've never heard of this guy. And he won. He was winning all these races.
He was in. He was in. I can't think of what it was called.
Junior Cup?
It's not the Red Bull thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like when they have it at the European Championships.
CES or something like that?
It's what the firefighter kid from America raced that one year.
I know you're talking about, yeah.
The Spanish CRs.
No. It's like the European
Championship. Cup, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And they have their Moto 3 in it. What's his name ran in it? I can't think of his name.
I know you're talking about. Jesus. What's his name? I can see him too, and I can't think of his name.
Yeah. We had him on Uribe.
Yeah, right? Jason
it's
Uribe.
That championship that Uribe raced. This guy ran that.
Yeah.
I don't know, a bunch of years. Not the same after him, because when Uribe ran it, I paid attention to it for about 4 or 5 years after it, and Yates was in it and a couple other guys. I don't remember this guy ran in the class with a couple of Americans. Andrew Lee. I know one that
was it. Wait a minute. What? Yeah. What? The guy that lost a finger. What was his name? You know, he lost half his ring finger on his right hand in a motorcycle accident. I can't think of his name.
The only person that's coming to
John,
mind right now.
John something. I can't think of his name now. But anyway.
Yeah.
All
anyways,
right.
We're
like encyclopedia. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Without all the information. We're like encyclopedias without the information.
Yes,
we're
exactly.
Like encyclopedias, but the paper version.
The paper version. Yeah.
Let me pull that through. But anyways, yeah. I think there's a ton of talent coming into that. That's a series that European championship, because the European championship, I think it is, has their own like Moto 3 thing.
Yeah.
Right. And that's what these guys who are getting into Moto 3 seem to all be racing, or a majority of them. I think Aldegar came out of that and a couple other guys.
It's possible.
And they get in there and it gives them half the track experience, and it gives them opportunities to race guys that are going to be racing and learn that way. And I think in general, I'd like to see more Americans trying to get into that.
So let me ask you guys now, since with the season's over with now, what was your one biggest takeaway from this season? And don't do the obvious, the Mark Marquez stuff, right? What was your biggest takeaway from the season?
They need to find some way to level the playing field so that we're not talking about Mark Marquez every week.
I don't know how they do that. To be honest with you,
it's like it was when I used to complain about the Yamahas 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
Yeah,
there's just too many of one brand.
Yeah, but even when the Yamaha was dominant, that was at a time when Honda gave them a run for their money. They never had a walk in the park, right? Yeah. That's when Repsol Honda was at, you know, was very competitive. Somebody, you know, right now the thing is, but I mean, are we looking just to say Aprilia has made a significant step and that they may actually be at the level? Plus, not only that, the KTM is as fast as the Ducati in a straight line, but it eats tires and doesn't have the corner speed.
Warren, what about you?
Aaron Canet, I mean, he was such a disappointment this season.
Well, he's done.
He came into the season as a favorite, and it just didn't work. He just didn't work. I don't know what's wrong with him, but he showed nothing this season. He won a race,
tested for World Superbike.
Exactly. Well,
hey, real quick about testing. Did you see Top Rack's numbers for his test race on the new Yamaha?
We're never going to talk about him again. It's no point
yesterday.
Watching.
Yeah.
Yeah, he put some really good numbers down on the new bike, so I was surprised.
If I thought we were ever going to mention his name again other than a footnote, I'd probably pay attention.
Maybe we'll all be surprised.
No, I read one article where they were like, Yamaha told him, you're not going to be able to brake like you do in World Superbike, and it was just like, well, that's what he does best, so That guy.
That's all
he
I got.
He does good. That's all I got.
What he's got, and they were like, "Yeah, no, you can't do that. We can't make the bike do that." Okay, well, what was the point of bringing in? Anyways, next week we got some Moto America news, which I find is kind of weird. But we got some Moto America news, and we got some other stuff. We'll have stuff to talk about, I'm sure.
Okay, cool. Yeah. We're going to be doing more of the retrospective on the season too.
Thanks.
All right. I'll talk to you guys later.